Grace and peace from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Welcome, both for those who came for worship and for those who came especially for VBS today. Considering how different everything has been this year, or at least the last 5 months, six, who knows? I suppose it only makes sense for our Vacation Bible School this year to be taking place under different circumstances than normal. And yet, I pray that this day will be fun and enjoyable for the kids who participate, as well as for the adults who stay to assist, as well as for all of those who are here. The theme we chose for VBS was baptism, which is always a great theme to discuss, regardless of your age. After all, baptism is so important to our lives as Christians. Baptism is how you become God's child. Baptism is how you enter God's church. And on a warm August day like this might eventually be, water is definitely a good thing to have. Now, let's begin in this sermon by talking about what baptism is. Now, baptism is, simply put, washing with water. The Greek term baptizo means to wash. It doesn't say anything about how much water or where or what kind of water, just to wash. But baptism is more than just that. I can spray you with a super soaker in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, then yes, that is a baptism. If it's not in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, that is not a baptism. I thought about bringing a super soaker as a demonstration, but I didn't think the trustees would appreciate that. So baptism is water connected to God's word, connected to God's name. It's commanded by God in our gospel reading from today, Matthew 28. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We see images of baptism all through Scripture. Baptism is God's word connected to water. In the flood, God saved 8 people from the sinful world around them, giving to them his promise never to destroy the world again. One of the first images of baptism we see in Scripture, which is sealed by God with the sign of the rainbow. In the parting of the Red Sea, God delivered Israel from their bondage to sin in, or from their bondage to slavery in Egypt, and we see those same things at work in baptism. Baptism is forgiveness of sins offered through God's word in the water that saves us from the sinful world around us, from our own inborn sin, from our own slavery to sin. It is water that is connected to God's word. The power and authority of God's word is what makes baptism, baptism. Now that's what baptism is, but who is it for? Again, Matthew 28 says it's for all nations. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, regardless of their age, regardless of their size, regardless of anything. Baptism is for all people. All nations includes every age group. Whether you are really young, whether you are really old, you can believe and you can be baptized. All nations also includes all people groups. White, black, yellow, red, green, purple, spotted, striped, all people are part of all nations. All nations include all nationalities. All nations means everyone. It is for everyone, and everyone is equal in God's eyes through baptism. In Romans chapter 3, Paul says there is no distinction, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God and are justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. All people have sinned, all people believe, all people are baptized. Colossians 3, verse 11. Here there is not Greek and Jew, circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free. Christ is all and in all. All are the same in Christ in baptism. There is no distinction there. Or then again, Galatians chapter 3. As many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Here there is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither slave nor free. There is no male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. Now, are there differences between people? Yes. Men and women are different, though equal in God's eyes. They think and behave differently because people in general think and behave differently. Men and women have different but complementary roles in family and in society. But by virtue of their creation by God, by virtue of receiving the same gifts in baptism, they are equal in God's eyes. We may look different, but we are all equally created by God. Skin colors, hair colors, eye colors, all of them are different, but in baptism, they do not matter. And so because we all share the same spiritual father in Abraham. And for that matter, we share the same biological father in Adam through Noah. All people are part of the same divine family through baptism. And all people receive the same washing thereby, which is perfectly efficacious for taking away sins. When you are washed in the waters of baptism, it removes all the sin, all the wickedness, all the evil that is in you. In baptism, you are a new creation. Through baptism, in God's eyes, you are pure and holy. Think of the most extreme measures we've taken in the last 5 years since the coronavirus started. They aren't perfect, but baptism is. Your sins are gone because of baptism, and yet your sinful nature is still there fighting against you, and so you need to remember your baptism. You need to feed the faith which baptism creates in you. You need to dwell on and in Scripture that God gives to us, where He shows us His love. You need to return to Him in repentance for your sins. One of the best examples for baptism or images of baptism in the Old Testament probably comes in the healing of Naaman. He was a Syrian military general who suffered from leprosy. He went to the prophet Elisha, and Elisha told him to go and wash 7 times in the Jordan River to be cleansed. The instruction made absolutely no sense to him. How could a filthy river take away leprosy? And yet, it was not the water that made him clean. What made him clean was God's promise, which he connected to the water. And so this Gentile, an enemy of Israel, became part of the spiritual Israel through washing in the water and being made clean. You also are cleansed, not of physical leprosy, but of the spiritual leprosy of sin. You are cleansed through God's command, tied to the water of baptism. You also become a part of the spiritual Israel of faith through this water. Water in which we all become one, united to our one Lord in one faith through one baptism. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep and guard your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord, unto life everlasting. Amen.